This is Senator Al Simpson. Voters in three states passed resolutions making English their official language. We need a thoughtful national debate on this issue. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, our common language, English, is the certain glue that keeps our diverse country united. A common language, a common flag, and a core public culture are essential to our future success as a nation. I do not feel that changes to our Constitution are necessary to achieve this. There are many existing statutes and voting laws we can change to ensure that English continues to be the sole official language of the United States. But Ted, some of your great buddies in the liberal left-wing special interest group community try to paint the English language supporters as anti-immigrant, nativist, or even racist bigots. That won't sell. That is shabby demagoguery. These craven critics demean the honest debate that our nation must have on one of the essential keys to future American stability.
Al, your elevator isn't going all the way to the top today. I'm for English language instruction. It's the best way to bring immigrants and ethnic groups into the mainstream. That's why bilingual education is important, Al, so non-English-speaking children can make the transition from their native tongue. If you believe what you said, you'd be for such education instead of always slashing funds for this essential part of learning. You're naive and insensitive, Al, if you don't understand the controversy over the English-only initiatives on the ballot in several states this fall. Walter Cronkite resigned from the organization because he didn't like the undertones of discrimination. Linda Chavez, a former high assistant in the Reagan White House, resigned as the organization's president because of an anti-Catholic, anti-Hispanic bias. English is fine, but take another look at that organization, Al, before you swallow any more of its propaganda. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on long-term nursing care for the elderly. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.